This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. As I speak to you this morning, I've got a cup of coffee in my hand. Coffee is big business. Industry analysts say consumers spent just over $74 billion on coffee in 2015. And three men from Atlanta, they want in on that market. They're working to put the city on the map as a coffee mecca. Recently, I headed to Rosie's Coffee Cafe on the north side, where their coffee is sold, to meet the entrepreneurs who created the historic Knorr Coffee Group. The men who grew up in church together and now business partners are Ricardo Richardson, Darren Mormon, and Christopher Brown. Although their coffee beans come from Senegal, West Africa, Darren says the three blends that they make speak to the Atlanta neighborhoods that they grew up in.
We spent a lot of time trying to determine, you know, the blends that would kind of represent us. And the naming scheme was interesting because we were like, well, what are we going to call it? You know, outside of the historic Knorr Coffee Group, the company name. And was like, well, why not just name it after our neighborhoods? And Rick, it's 4-4.
4-4.
I'm West End, and Chris is Decatur.
Okay. So tell me about Fourth Ward. I'm drinking it right now. And it's got a nice, strong body to it. You know, tell me about your coffee and your hoodie.
Fourth Ward is kind of like representing my personality, correct? You know, so it's not as bold. It's like, you know, it's not as light. It's like in between. Mm-hmm. And that's how I'm kind of an in-between person, you know, my personality and stuff like that. So that's basically, that would represent me at Fourth Ward.
Now, growing up in the Fourth Ward, what was it like?
I'm the youngest of 10. So, you know, by me being the youngest, so I was able to learn a lot from my elders, brothers and sisters, and siblings, and my mom, you know, she being a single parent, you know, also, you know, growing up in public housing also, you know, so, you know, just, you know, the growing pains of life. I hate that I had to take these risks as old as I got to get a, you know, to build a company. I wish I would have did those risks a long time ago. But, you know, hey, sometimes the best finish line.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So does the Fourth Ward, when you drink it, does it make you feel like, okay, yeah, this is a Fourth Ward?
Yeah, it makes me feel great because sometimes, you know, when I come into Rosie's, people ask for Fourth Ward, and that represents me. And that's something that we created. So and that's something that represents my personality, represents me.
Now, across town, the West End blend,
mm-hmm.
that is also one of the neighborhoods. And Darren, that's your neighborhood.
Yes, yes.
Tell me about West End, for those who have never visited.
Yeah, West End's the lightest blend, or the lightest roast, rather. And so, which means it's got the most caffeine in it. We had a lot of energy growing up on the West End side of town, a lot of energy. And so I felt that, you know, hey, that might as well be the one that's highly caffeinated. And then since Chris isn't here, I'll talk about Decatur, where it's greater. He wanted a dark roast, you know, something to kind of represent, you know, his vision of Decatur. You know, it's bold. It's like, you know, it's Decatur where it's greater.
How do you say Decatur's where it's greater?
That's how he's, yeah, yeah. Decatur where it's greater. And so it's a bold flavor.
It's a bold flavor. And yeah. Fourth Ward is our actually number one selling blend because it's the in-between one and everybody loves it.
We're drinking the coffee in a neighborhood that has a mixture of have and have-nots. I mean, we're right up the street from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You could see that. But we're also in a neighborhood where just a street or two over, actually right outside, is struggling. What do you all think, make of that? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, what we'd like to do is we want to give back. We want to work with young people, middle-aged people. Help them start businesses, pursue entrepreneurship, create legacies. That's our goal. And so, you know, we feel that one of my personal goals is to help middle-aged people start businesses because they seem to lack a lot of, not necessarily motivation, but they just don't always know how to do it. The young people get a lot of help already from a lot of different areas. And so our goal is to grow this business, to give back to the community, to build some facilities, hopefully in our community, and employ people and grow the business and share the wealth.
And watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee.
So, you know, there's another coffee company out there called Starbucks, and they have a following all their own. But they've also faced some challenges, especially when it comes to race and culture and that race and culture war that's going on in our country right now. Starbucks, they closed thousands of their stores across the country in May for racial bias training. This was after two black men were arrested after a clerk in a Philadelphia Starbucks called the cops on them because they were waiting at a table, much like we're doing right now, for someone else to show up to talk business, and then they were going to order the coffee. One of them asked to go to the restroom, and the barista or manager decided to call the police on them. What do you make of something like that?
Well, it's unfortunate, first of all. I used to be a Starbucks connoisseur myself, so I get the love of going to Starbucks to get coffee. We want to help kind of, bridge those particular issues potentially have our product in Starbucks, because right now I don't think they really carry a whole lot of outside products, and that would be an area where we can help kind of mend that relationship, because, you know, if you're looking for, you know, your own coffee, then you can find our coffee everywhere that they are.
What did you reach out to say to them?
I had seen that they had some issues, and this might be an opportunity to kind of help bridge that gap, because the training that they did, that was great, but that wasn't long term. That was only a short term solution. And so providing our products, if only in the minority areas throughout the nation, that could be seen as a kind of a way to mend that problem. And say, hey, you know, we can buy, you can buy our coffee, or you can buy their coffee, your coffee, our coffee. And another way, you know, when companies partner with other companies, they sometimes do things like where they'll a percentage of profits will go towards the community. And that's a good start to building something.
Yeah. You know, there are many black folks that will say, we need to create our own businesses.
Yes.
And spaces where black folks can spend black dollars. And that is also a way to perhaps combat that kind of incident that happened in Starbucks, and it happens all the time, and it happens in so many businesses. And would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'll agree with it. It does happen, and we do need to create our own businesses. We need to create not just our own businesses, but businesses for everyone to come to. I think Rosie's is a perfect example of that. Just a multitude of different types of individuals that come in here. And so they enjoy our coffee. We've got people from all works of life, you know, just different phases in their lives and different backgrounds that buy our coffee, that talk about us on Instagram and things like that. And we're like, well, don't even know them at all. And that's nice when people buy your product. I got a call the other day from a guy that was up in, it was Snellville. And he posts a lot on Instagram about our product. And so he's like, man, I love this stuff. I bought all three, and it's all three. And he went in the Sprouts store up there, and they were out. And so he's like, I need to get this coffee.
Noir, historic noir. Where did you get that name?
Chris, wasn't it?
Chris came up with, I came up with the historic side, because, you know, Atlanta's a historic city. And Chris came up with the noir. And so we just put it together, historic noir coffee.
Okay. And what does noir mean?
Black in French, yeah, you know.
It is, okay.
Yeah, so. Historic Black Coffee Group.
Yeah.
That's what you all are.
So, you know, he added a little taste to it. That's why he put the noir in it. So.
Yeah, make it fancy.
Yes.
Make it fancy, yes.
Mm-hmm. Ricardo Richardson and Darren Mormon are the creators of the Historic Noir Coffee Group. This is GPB Atlanta.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup,
boy.
I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee.